Thank you, Eamon, for joining us today. Eamon O'Sullivan is an inspector for the Health and Safety Authority for over 20 years, and he works as our expert on slips, trips and falls.
Thanks, Sean. Today I'd like to talk about the need to reduce injuries and absences caused by work slips, trips and falls. Slips, trips and falls at work are caused by known hazards. These can be easily avoided with practical and effective solutions.
So, Eamon, what do you mean by slips, trips and falls?
There are three types of accidents. Slips happen on surfaces without enough grip, normally when wet or contaminated. Trips that happen on level changes or obstructions. Falls can follow a slip or trip or other cause.
And are these slips, trips and falls, are they common at work?
Slips, trips and falls cause about 1 in 5 of all notified work injuries reported to the Health and Safety Authority. Over a fifth of slips, trips and falls lead to over a month off work. Work slips, trips and falls cause more serious injuries than other types of reported accidents. Slips, trips and falls tragically can and have led to deaths at work.
So they seem to happen a lot and obviously they're quite serious. So where do these slips, trips and falls happen in a workplace?
Slips, trips and falls are a universal risk. They could affect anyone in any job, in any sector. They're often reported from transport and warehousing, public administration, healthcare, manufacturing, construction and retail.
So who gets hurt in these incidents?
Slips, trips and falls, like I said, are a universal risk. They could affect anyone in any job, in any sector.
When do these type of incidents happen?
They can happen any time. Our incident data tells us that 40% of vehicle slips, trips and falls happen from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Slips on ice mainly happen in December and January, often between 6 and 11 when temperatures are coldest.
And how do these slips, trips and falls happen?
Slips on the level normally happen when three risk factors are present: surfaces, contaminants and pedestrians. On stairs and steps, four factors to consider are what we do, what we can see, where we stand and the handrail or lack thereof. Slips, trips and falls related to vehicles can involve getting in and out of vehicle cabs, up and down vehicle steps, walking along vehicle load platforms and trailers. Ice slips are linked to freezing temperatures, work activities and location. Other issues for work slips, trips and falls include spills, entrances, cleaning, footwear and overused signs.
Okay, so they seem to happen kind of all over the place and can happen to anybody. So is there any particular legislation about slips, trips and falls that we should be aware of?
The law requires that employers provide a safe place of work with safe ways of working for employees. Employers must complete a slip, trip and fall risk assessment. Employers must also ensure floors and other surfaces are not slippery. Employees have a role to play. Employees should report concerns about slippery, contaminated or icy surfaces to their employer to make sure they are dealt with quickly and effectively.
And what resources are available on the HSA website that employers can access?
We have a dedicated location on our HSA website, www.hsa.ie/slips. There's a practical slip prevention and risk assessment tool. You can take a free short online course on safer stairs and steps at www.hsa.ie/stairs, and you'll find information about vehicles and ice slips as well.
And just before we wrap up, have you got any final words about slips, trips and falls?
Yes, as slips, trips and falls are one of the most common cause of workplace injuries, I'd urge listeners to avail of all the free resources available at www.hsa.ie/slips. Employers should review their workplace and identify any slippery surfaces, stairs and steps and trip hazards. Employers should then assess these areas, remove hazards and put suitable controls in place to prevent a chance of people being injured by slips, trips and falls in their workplace.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Thank you.